time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 41. Tonight, clear with a low of 22. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Wayne County Farm Bureau has announced that the Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District was the recipient of a 2019 Community Impact Grant. The district was awarded $2,000 to help fund the purchase of pulse oximetry units, blood pressure kits, portable suction units, and an automated external defibrillator. The goal of the Wayne County Farm Bureau Community Impact Grant Program is to partner with local groups and individuals on projects that will have a long-term impact in the community. Other 2019 projects include updated landscaping at the Wayne County Fairgrounds, a community garden at the Wayne City High School, renovations at the Fairfield High School Greenhouse, and air conditioning at the Midwest Food Bank Distribution Center in Fairfield. The Wayne County Farm Bureau has awarded over $30,600 in grant funds since 2014 through their Community Impact Grant Program. Applications for the 2020 program will be available in January. More news next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
There's reason enough to be upset over high bills. Make your grocery bill lower by making the switch to Little Giant Grocery. Carmi, from pork steak only $1.49 a pound to boneless, skinless chicken breast just $1.49 a pound. Plus, Lux chili beans, 49 cents a can. High Top semi-sweet chocolate chips, 12-ounce bag, just $1.89. And High Top marshmallow cream, 7-ounce container, just 99 cents. Your dollar buys more where the giant stands high in the sky. Little Giant Grocery, Carmi.
In other news, several county residents were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday on Wayne County warrants. 24-year-old Sisney resident Thomas L. Hatcher was booked on a warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of aggravated battery. He was lodged in jail pending the posting of $595 bond. 55-year-old Sisney resident Brian E. Fitzhugh was arrested last night by Fairfield police on a warrant for cruel treatment to animals. He was held in jail pending the posting of $520 bond. 28-year-old Jeff resident Jessica R. Robertson was arrested by county deputies yesterday morning on a failure to appear warrant for possession of meth. She was lodged in jail and held pending the posting of $595 bond. 34-year-old Fairfield resident Jeremy M.T. Ralston was booked in the jail early yesterday afternoon on a warrant for reckless driving. He was released after posting $520 bond. Three people were sentenced yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Shannon L. Cohn pleaded guilty to a count of criminal damage to property, and he was sentenced to time served in jail. A separate count against Cohn was dismissed per his plea, and he was ordered to pay $439 in fines and court costs. 37-year-old St. Meinrad, Indiana resident Dustin W. Rankin pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. He was sentenced to 18 months probation plus time served, along with 40 hours of public service work. Rankin was ordered to pay $820 in fines and court costs. 45-year-old Texaco resident Ronnie R. Starr also pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. He was sentenced to 24 months special section probation plus time served. A separate count against him was dismissed per his plea, and Starr was ordered to pay $967 in fines and court costs. Democratic State Senate President John Cullerton announced yesterday that he's stepping down from the Illinois legislature. His retirement will be effective sometime in January. Cullerton was elected State Senate President in 2009, and he's been in the Illinois Senate since 1991. His 6th district covers Chicago's north and northwest sides. He was also elected in 1978 to the Illinois House. Cullerton cites two capital bills, marriage equality, the abolishment of Illinois' death penalty, and reforms to school funding, pensions, and immigration as accomplishments by the Senate over the past 11 years. He said the highlight of his tenure has been when lawmakers were able to reach across the aisle and get various jobs done through compromise. The Wayne County Board met last night and did not support a request from Sonny McCulley to place a referendum for separation from Chicago on the county's November 2020 ballot. The board voted 5-5, and those voting in favor were Gary Sloan, Melissa Gardner, Amy Pollard, Bruce Reeves, and Deborah Bradham. Those voting against were Nathan Jones, Royce Carter, Robert Pierce, Gordon Ensley, and Board Chairman Steve Earhart. Four members were absent from the meeting, including Shirley McDavid, Kelly Losey, Vern Hudson Sr., and Jerry Donahoe. It was mentioned that the matter could still be placed on the ballot, though it would be due to signatures collected by McCulley rather than from a board recommendation. Board Member Ensley also asked for the board to vote out of recreational marijuana, but the board voted 4-6 against the move. The board also heard from Darren Hopper, who called for the board to address election results from 10 years ago to change the board from 14 to 7 members. He asked for the changes to be made next year, as they may only be completed in a census year. Hopper stressed that this was not a new petition, but that he was only calling on action from previous election results. The board unanimously passed a resolution saying they are in favor of oil industry expansion in the state. 7 counties in southern Illinois have passed the same resolution. Other items on the board's agenda included the appointment of a host of commissioners to various drainage districts. Their names and districts may be found on WFIWradio.com. In addition, Dale Warren has retired as Commissioner of the Housing Authority, and Tim McBride was appointed to serve the remainder of his term. The Fairfield Park Board met last night and discussed the Lakeside Reservoir Project. Board President Jay Faye said the district would be happy to cooperate with the city. However, he said nothing concrete has been decided as of yet in terms of what costs and work must be done by the city and what must be covered by the park. To that end, he believes the next step in any potential work is to work with the city and HLR Engineering to determine what must be done, what has already been done, and how each entity could proceed. In new business, the board unanimously passed several agenda items. A bond ordinance of $175,000, effective November 1st, was approved, as was a tax levy ordinance. Faye said the levy would call for an increase of just under 5%, or roughly $11,000. A $6,280 bid from Hoffe Construction for a concrete basketball court at Love of Mike Park was approved as well, along with an employee Christmas bonus. Full-time park employees will receive a $200 bonus, and part-time workers will receive $100. In other business, the district discussed potential work at its baby pool. Faye said the baby pool is on its last legs, and something needs to be done or it will be shut down in the near future. The board heard of a possibility of replacing the baby pool with a splash park and walk-in baby pool, though no action was taken and no formal plan was presented. The estimated cost of that potential project was upwards of $315,000. The district is aware that it would have to have a funding plan of some kind before giving any commitment. Faye said the board has been looking into replacing or updating the baby pool for several years. As we enter the second half of November, Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says most of the farmers he has talked with are mostly finished with harvest. However, he says Northern Illinois is really struggling, which holds back statewide numbers.
Some farmers are done. Yeah. Okay. We have a good chunk. I mean, if you look at the official numbers that come out, it's only like 58 or 60% of cornfields in Illinois have been harvested. That's way behind the typical harvest year. Northern Illinois is really struggling right now. Of course, they had snow. It's not wise to try to harvest corn when there's snow sticking to the stalks. It just plugs everything up in the combine, and you just don't get along real well. Moisture levels stay high, that corn doesn't dry down, so you're spending more money on gas to dry your crop, or you're taking a big dock when you take it to the local elevator, and the elevators are getting full because it's slower for them to process the corn to get it dried down. So, I mean, everything just kind of slows to a halt when you have snowy weather like this.
For farmers in Wayne and White counties, Anderson says many are finished with harvest, though their yields are all across the board.
I'd say down here, I'd say 80 to 90% of the farmers are done or real close to being done, and there might just be a few random fields out there they have yet to get to. As far as yield results, everybody I've talked to, it's mixed. Some are pleased, some say, it was average. Considering the year, you know, we're happy with it. Yeah, there's a few that are pleasantly surprised. They had better than expected yields.
Anderson was the guest yesterday on WFIW's Morning Coffee program. 31-year-old Fairfield resident Christopher P. Zachman pleaded guilty Tuesday in federal court to one child pornography charge. He faced a 7-count indictment, and the remaining counts were dismissed per his plea. Zachman reportedly faces a possible 8 to 10 years in prison, and he will be sentenced in the federal courthouse in Benton in February. Zachman was arrested earlier this year in Mount Vernon by FBI agents. Federal documents say Fairfield police responded to Zachman's home in 2017 to a domestic battery complaint. During that arrest, police were informed he had a cell phone with child pornography on it, and officers confirmed that several files had been downloaded and shared via that phone. The victim in the count Zachman pleaded guilty to was identified as an 8 to 12-year-old child. The Illinois General Assembly fall veto session ended yesterday. For the past several weeks, one of the hot topics of discussion at the Capitol regarded ethics and the need for reform. However, State Senator Dale Ryder says little action was taken by the Capitol as a whole to address the problems.
I'm concerned that the Democrat leaders believe that the ethics issues in this building can be substantively addressed by putting legislators on a commission, remembering that the legislators are the ones who are being investigated and indicted, and that they will come up with serious recommendations on how to address these issues. There are a number, probably more than a dozen proposals out there that have been filed in the last several weeks. There are many more proposals that have been put forward by Republicans in the Senate or the House that Democrats have not given hearings or votes to. And the reason they've not done that is because they know if they're actually put up for a vote, they'll pass because they're too popular not to pass. They're the right thing to do, and they don't want any part of that.
Several reform bills had been filed, and lawmakers did approve a measure to require more public disclosure about lobbyists. Other bills, including one by Ryder that would prohibit the practice of state legislators working as paid lobbyists, were not voted upon. Another would have impacted how ethics breaches are investigated, as Ryder explains.
A measure that was introduced 2 weeks ago that would allow the legislative inspector general to go forward with investigations, even if she doesn't receive the permission of the Ethics Commission, which is all legislators. So the Democrats won't call that bill for a vote. So the person who is charged with investigating ethics complaints about people in the Capitol, including legislators, has to get the permission of the legislators in order to move forward with the investigation. I know of no other situation in this state or this country where you hold the law enforcement official hostage to the possible criminals.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says the disclosure item passed yesterday is just the beginning. However, he believes there wasn't much time in this past veto session to go after the bigger items that need to be addressed. Lawmakers are not due back in Springfield until January. A propane shortage is prompting a regional emergency declaration that covers seven states, including Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
Demand is high and supplies are low thanks to cold temperatures and farmers needing to dry wet grain, says State Department of Agriculture Director John Sullivan. He says propane just isn't getting to Illinois quickly enough right now, but that this declaration should help.
There's obviously trucking regulations that mandate how many hours a driver can be on the road. And what this declaration does is it gives some leniency to the trucking industry to allow them to get that product from point A to point B.
Other states affected by the emergency include Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite PSE, Bear Diamond, crossbows by Raven, Mission, Barnett 10-point, and Hortant Excalibur, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mug boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 39. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,921, up 139. The NASDAQ is at 8,534, up 55. December crude oil is at $57.75. That is up 98 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 93-year-old Reinerd resident Hazel Smith died on Wednesday at her home. She was a homemaker. Hazel Smith is survived by daughter Peggy Dickey, brother Jack Block, 4 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Hazel Smith will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Sisney Cemetery. Memorials can be made to Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church or Clay County Hospice. They will be accepted at Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today, sunny skies with a high near 41. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with a low around 22. Saturday, calling for mostly sunny skies with a high of 41 and partly cloudy overnight Saturday night with a low near 23. Sunday, calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 46. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 47 and partly sunny skies in the forecast for Tuesday. Tuesday's high near 48.